A piece came in this weekend from Business Line, Prison of Iswanathan, reporting on why India didn't crater when oil went haywire and the world held its breath. It's not fortune, it's three concrete moves. Energy diversified across suppliers so no single shock breaks the system. Spending policy that counters downturns instead of amplifying them, and forex reserves built for exactly this kind of stress. Ashima Goyal anchors it. Structural reform that actually works is the difference. Epictetus has the first word, then Hildegard.
India's government did not spend down its reserves when growth felt infinite, did not overleverage energy imports, did not panic during volatility. Those were choices. So when real pressure came, oil shocks, geopolitical tension, the fortress stood. Most states bleed their margins in good times, then fracture. What does it cost a government to choose restraint when spending looks like strength?
The polity that puts all its strength into one source fails when that source fails. When fire came to Disibodenberg, we survived because we had refused to consolidate herbs, manuscripts, landholdings, all diversified. India is simply doing what the prudent have always done, structuring redundancy into the bone. That is not luck. That is the discipline of the keeper of a house.
The story ran in Business Line. Plenty's the moment most states break. India held. Back tomorrow with more.